Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
God bless you. Have your seat. Jam your hand together for the Lord. Woo! So good to be in the Expression House. I like to thank God's servant, Pastor Fred, for giving me the privilege to share God's word with the people at the Expression House. I love the Expression House with all of my heart. The Expression House is the workshop of God, where God is making people. Amen. This is God's workshop. God is at work in this house. It's making people. It's making destiny. It's making tomorrow's champion. Amen. You didn't hear me. I said God is at work in Expression House. The Expression House is the workshop of God. What is God doing? God is at work. He's working out your destiny. He's working out your life. He's working out your future. There's a place God is taking you to, and you are getting there in the name of Jesus. The people that will change Nigeria tomorrow, the people that will make Nigeria develop, the governor of Central Bank, the president of Nigeria, the governor for your state, legislators, senators, the Dangotes of tomorrow, they are coming out of this Expression House. I'd like you to expand your faith. I said they are coming out of this Expression House. That's why we are talking dominion. We are not joking. We are not jokers. We don't joke. We are real and we are serious. I said governors are coming out of Expression House. I said governors, they are coming out of Expression House. Wife of president are coming out of Expression now. First lady, you are coming out. First lady is coming out. First lady is coming out. In the name of Jesus, the governor of Central Bank of Nigeria, Mi Karasta Pali, that's what I see. Irako Sapalia, they are coming out of this Expression now. They are coming out of this Expression now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the people that will change Nigeria, the people that will take Nigeria to the next level, they are coming out of this house. They are coming out of this house. They are coming out of this house. God is at work in you. God is at work in you. God is at work in you. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name. That's a bonus for you. Take it and keep it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the Expression House. I love Expression House with all of my heart because I know what God is doing. I see beyond these four walls. I know what God is doing. God is making people. He's a maker of men. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. Just follow. Your own business is to what? Follow. Say follow. That's your business. Follow. And then when you follow, I will make you. Some translation said, he said, I will show you. So you are going to be seeing videos. Say videos. Say videos. You are going to be seeing videos from Jesus. He's going to show you videos. He's going to show you film. He's going to show you revelation. He's going to show you prophetic vision. Amen. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah. I want to thank God, servant. I appreciate you. And I appreciate what God is doing in the house. I know it's a great assignment. When God gives you an assignment to build life, to build destiny, it's a great assignment, it's a great responsibility. And you don't take such a responsibility lightly. Amen. Because every one of us, we're going to give account. And I know that that which God has purposed shall surely be accomplished in Jesus' name. No matter how devilish the devil is devilish, it will be accomplished in Jesus' name. There's no devil that can stop you. They have not born that devil. Amen. You are the only one that can stop yourself. That's all. No devil can stop you. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your word. The entrance of your word bringeth understanding. I pray, Lord, that the word that you have sent to these people will find them in Jesus' name. There's a word that you have given me to give unto them. Lord, I pray that you will make my mouth like the pen of the ready writer. You will use my mouth to inscribe your word on the tablet of their heart in the name of Jesus. Every word for them that you have purposed, that you have determined for each and every one person on this mountain, Lord, I pray that the word of the Lord will be clearly and definitely written on the tablet of their heart in Jesus' name. That word that will change them, that word that will transform them, the word that will transfigure them, the word that will take them to their next level, the word of God that will change them. Today, that word shall be inscribed on the tablet of their heart in Jesus' name. That word will live with them forever until it finds fulfillment in their life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say amen very well like a believer. I'd like you to say a stronger amen. Somebody said in Yoruba, said, Amini Danwadura. The way you say your amen shows whether God has answered or not. So that's why I always encourage people, say a bigger amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Today I'll be speaking about dominion. That's a very powerful subject matter. I'm going to be talking about dominion. And I've titled my message for dominion. You know, the theme of this conference is to activate dominion. Activate it. Release it. Put it on. Say, put it on. Say, put it on. That means it has been there. You know, when you switch off light, light has been there before, but you have not switched it on. So dominion is there, but you have not switched it on. You've been going around with dominion, and you don't know that you are carrying dominion. So my duty today is to help you switch it on. Say, switch it on. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. Talk to your neighbor very well. Say, neighbor, switch it on. Switch it on. That's what I'm going to be doing. That's my assignment. That's the job that God has given me. And I've tied to my message, unleashing your dominion flow. Unleashing your dominion flow. Dominion is a flow, something that flows like river. But the problem is that many people have switched off their dominion. They switch off. And so the thing cannot flow. So my duty today is to make you see how to switch it up. Prayer. And so dominion can flow in your life. Because you need dominion to flow in your life in order for you to attain the destiny that God has purposed for your life. Did you hear what I said? Are you hearing me? You need the force of dominion. You need the force of dominion before the purpose and the plan of God for your life can come to pass. God does not have a small plan for his people. God is not a small thinker. God is not a negative thinker. God is not a grasshopper thinker. God is a big thinker. Amen. I say God is a big thinker. The scripture say, oh God, thy thoughts are very deep. And thy work are what? They are great. Deep thinking. Great work. So God has a deep thought towards you. God has a big plan for you. And in order for that plan to come to pass, you have to switch on the force of dominion so that the plan and the purpose of God can come to pass in your life in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say a louder amen. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Genesis, the book of the beginning. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and verse 2, then I'll read verse 26. Amen. I'm reading from the New Living Version. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The light of God will come to you today in Jesus' name. In verse 26, then God said, let us make human being in our image to look like us or to operate like us. They will reign. The King James translation said they will dominate. He used the word dominion. Amen. Can I have the King James translation here? Is that the King James translation? Okay, let me read it. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let them have dominion. That is the plan, the original plan and purpose of God for our life, to have dominion, to be in charge. The first thing that I want you to take note of, as God is revealing in the book of Genesis, is the fact that he said that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Meaning what? Meaning that God is a creator. Can you say that with me? Say, God is a creator. When God came to the earth, The Bible said that the earth was formless, and there was chaos upon the surface of the deep. And so God had to intervene by creating order. God is a creator. Then he said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. What does that translate to? Let us make creators like us. Let us make creators like us. Meaning that as you are looking at me with your two eyes, and some of us, you have limited yourself, God is saying that I should tell you that you are a creator. Can you convince yourself and say that to yourself? Say, I'm a creator. So God created a creator like himself. So we are co-creators with God. Shout hallelujah. So the dominion mandate makes you a creator, a producer. What does a creator do? What does a creator do? The job of a creator is to superimpose order over disorder. Amen. The job of the creator is to superimpose order over disorder. The job of a creator is to superimpose organization over disorganization. Amen. The job of a creator is to superimpose abundance over lack. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are a creator, and that is your assignment. To bring order over disorder. When God came to this planet Earth, he made disorder. He didn't leave it like that. He did something about it. He fixed the disorder. As a creator, your responsibility is to fix disorder. I don't know the disorder in your life. I don't know the disorder in your finances. I don't know the disorder in your family. I don't know the disorder that the devil is doing your destiny. You have a responsibility. You have an assignment. A God-given assignment to fix that thing. Come on, say fix that thing. A creator is a builder. They build. They build. They produce. They build. They produce. When there is destruction, they build. They don't leave the destruction. They don't abandon it. They build. When there is lack, they fix it. Jesus was having a crusade. And about 5,000 people were, 5,000 men were in that crusade. And they've been with him for 3 days. Said 3 days. Said 3 days. Fasting and praying. With Jesus. And then they needed to eat. Jesus is a creator. Jesus is a producer. He didn't abandon them. He didn't throw them away. He didn't ask them to go home. God bless you. Amen. He fixed the matter. He provided for them. He sorted out the scarcity. And you know what? There was leftovers. That's the job of a creator. That's the job of a producer. That's the assignment that God has given you. For you to be a successful creator, you need to have the mindset of a creator. One of the reasons why this seminar, this conference is on, is to help you fix your mind. Is to drop that, all those thoughts that are contrary to creation. And then you carry the mindset of a creator. Creators are builders of life. They build life. They build destiny. They build churches. They build homes. They build family. They build finances. Amen. Shout hallelujah. The job of a creator is not a small responsibility. You have your own responsibility. God has his own responsibility. Many people get frustrated because they transfer their responsibility to God. If God has given you power to do anything, if God has given you power to carry out a particular assignment, amen, God will not help you to do it. You have to do it. Tell your neighbor, say, do it. When the children of Israel, when they were led out of Egypt and they were going to the promised land, and the Egyptians were marching behind them, harassing them. And they got to the Red Sea. And those non-creators that were following Moses, they began to say jargons. Were there no grave in Egypt for you to bury us? Why did you bring us into the wilderness? The Bible says that Moses cried unto the Lord. He prayed. What did God tell him? Shut up! This is not the time to pray. This is not a prayer matter. He said, tell the children of Israel to what? To get moving. Their business, God will not move for them. God cannot carry their leg. They have their leg. God cannot help you to eat. You have your hand. You have your mouth. You are the one that will help yourself to eat. Shout hallelujah. They cry to God. God said, tell the children of Israel to get moving. As they get to move, something happened. Amen. The Red Sea was divided and they were able to cross. If they have not taken the step to move, they will have ended up their destiny in the wilderness and God will be watching them. Whatever you are supposed to do, God will never do it for you. Shout hallelujah. Creators must know what to do. Creators must be informed. Amen. before I show you what and what that will enable the dominion in you to flow, I told you about dominion. I said dominion is a flow. Somebody say flow. Why? Because it is already given. It is already inside us. God has already given us dominion. Especially we Christians. Because we have been restored even to a higher state through Christ Jesus. Amen. I want us to look at two words from this scripture. I want us to look at two words from this scripture. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I want us to take a look at some two scriptures. These words are very, very important because they will enable your dominion to flow. And so you need to know how to connect with them. Amen. God said, Genesis 1:22, let us make man in our image. I want us to look at the word image. I want us to take a look at the word image. And I want us to take a look at the word likeness. So that we can see how they are connected to dominion. Where are we going? We are going to dominion. Amen. But you cannot get to dominion without dealing with the matter of image and without dealing with the matter of likeness. Shout hallelujah. When we are talking about image, we are talking about reflecting God. Reflecting God. And I'm going to explain. We are talking about reflecting God. You cannot flow in dominion when you don't reflect God. Dominion will be practically impossible if you don't reflect God. Many people are not walking in dominion because they don't reflect God. Reflecting God. We are not talking about physical because God is not physical. The Bible says God is a spirit. So when we are talking about reflecting God, we are talking about reflecting the nature and the character and the personality of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Reflecting the nature of God. Reflecting the character of God. Reflecting the personality of God. I want us to take a look at a scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. If you have the New Living Version, please let me have it. Reflecting the nature of God. Reflecting the character of God. We are going to see the nature of God. We are going to see his character. We can't see all the character of God. I'm just going to show you some that are very, very important. So all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, make us more and more as we are changed into his glory, into his glorious image. Amen. All of us, as we behold, we are always beholding something. The problem is that many are not beholding the nature of God. They are beholding something. Now, the truth of the matter is that whatever you are beholding, you will be transformed into that thing. You will be transformed into the personality. You will be transformed into the nature. You will be transformed into the character of whatever you are beholding. The question is, what are you beholding? What are you looking at? He said, we are being transformed. We are being changed by the Spirit of God. When we are reflecting, to reflect is like looking at a mirror. You are looking at a mirror. Every time you look like a mirror, you look like that mirror you are looking at. Amen. So if you use your eyes to behold things that are contrary to dominion, like Eve did, she was looking at what God told them not to eat. What happened? She ended up eating it because she was transformed inwardly. There's an inward transfiguration. There's an inward transformation at what you are beholding. And that's why I said that before you can walk in dominion, the issue of image and likeness must be properly dealt with. Reflection talks about impression. What is impressing your heart? It talks about the formation that is taking place. Because it is what you have been formed with on the inside. That is what you give expression to. You cannot walk in the likeness of God when you have been setting your eyes to be beholding rubbish. When you are beholding what you are not supposed to behold, the tap of dominion on your inside will be closed. It's a flaw. When you behold, when you look at what you are not supposed to be looking at, when you are reading what you are not supposed to read, because everybody is going through a transformation. As I'm talking to you right now, there's a transformation that is going on your inside. And that transformation is a function of the image that is being generated by what I'm saying. There's a picture that is being created right in your heart as I'm talking to you. The image or the nature and the character of God, which are on the inside, is a function of what you are looking at. If you look at something deep, you get deep. If you look at something surface, you get surface. If you look at something bad, you get bad. If you look at something good, you get good. If you look at something that has to do with dominion, you get dominion. Shout hallelujah. Man was created to represent God and by extension to reflect God's nature. You are supposed to reflect God's nature. What are the nature of God? You are supposed to reflect the nature of God and the character of God like holiness, righteousness. You are supposed to reflect the nature of God, love. Haven't you heard from the word of God that God is love? You are supposed to reflect the wisdom of God. You are supposed to reflect the creativity prowess of God. the authority of God, the identity of God, who God said you are. When you begin to look at those things, when you begin to hear the right word, when you begin to think the right thing, when you begin to read the right books, when you begin to listen to the right message, when you begin to listen or watch the right videos, then a transformation will be taking place on the inside of you that will enable the dominion mandate of God on your inside to flow out. Someone say flow. Shout hallelujah. Let's talk about likeness. Likeness refers to functionality. It refers to behavior. The oppression. You cannot express the likeness of God if you have not been beholding his image. Did you see the connection between the two? One is impression. The other one is expression. Amen. The image is impression. The likeness is expression. And the likeness, which is the expression, he always expresses the image on the inside. Are you getting what I'm saying? The likeness, which is expression, you express the character of God. You express the love of God. God is love. God places value on people. What is man that thou mightest of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? And honor. God is mindful of man. His mind is full of man. God placed value on man. The value that God placed on life is very high. He said, what can a man exchange for his soul? That is, one life is more worthy than everything in this world. As far as God is concerned, that's the way God sees you. You may be thinking that Dangote money is more important than you. But God, everything in this world, all the resources in this world, all the money in this world, they cannot buy one soul. They are not equivalent to one soul. They can't buy any dominion. Money cannot express dominion. Can money express dominion? Can gorilla express gorilla or lion? Can gold express dominion? The only person that can express dominion of God on this planet is man. So as far as God is concerned, man is of paramount importance to him. That is why God's mind is full of mind. The Bible says God has made him a little lower than Elohim. I like one translation I read. It said God has made man only inferior to God alone. Man is inferior only to God. You know what the scripture says? A little lower. Kekere. A little lower than Elohim. A little. Say quite little. Say little. A little lower. Chinkini. Say chinkini. Man is in the status of God. Man is in the caliber of God. As you are looking at me, you are God. Man that is in a place of honor but does not know is like a beast that perishes. So whatever God has given to you that you don't know makes you to come under the influence of the enemy. It brings you under. It puts you into bondage. Ignorance will always put you into bondage. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They don't have revelation knowledge. Man in a place of honor and doesn't know. It's like a beast that perishes. Why? Because man in a place of honor that doesn't know does not operate by revelation. He operates by instinct. He operates by sentiment. He operates by emotion. No different from a lion. Animal operate by instinct. There are many believers that are operating by instinct. You cannot operate by instinct and expect to dominate. It doesn't work that way. Man that is placed in a place of honor, in a position of honor, must know. Say no. You shall know the truth. And the truth that you know. I want to explain that no. That no, dear, is not an ordinary no. There are two types of no. Amen. There's a no that is ginoski in Greek. They call it ginosko. That's a superior no. As different from epignosis. That's a different no. The no that gives you liberty is a no that is experiential. And that come through your intimate relationship with God. That is ginosko. When you have an intimate relationship with God, when you have fellowship with God, God speaks to your heart. God gives you a word. God gives you a rhema. That's a ginosko. That's a no that came out of your intimate relationship with God. Related to that is a no that comes through experience. Experiential no. Amen. When your pastor teaches you something and you collect revelation and you go home and put that revelation to work, and it answer unto you, that is an experiential no. Those are the kind of no that can give you liberty. There are many that they are carrying all kinds of no in their criminal activity, and yet they are in bondage. There's a difference between the no in the heart and the no in the head. Epignosis is the no in the head. You know that you know through intellectual study. The one they teach you. But you have not put it to work. You have not tested it. John 8:32. I like one translation. It said, you shall know the truth. He said, and the truth that you know and experience will make you free. The truth you know, it's not enough to know the truth. You need to put it to work. You need to experience it in order for you to enjoy the liberty that God has packaged inside that revelation. Shout hallelujah. You can only copy what you see. So what you are beholding on your inside, that is the only thing you can give expression to. What is on your inside? That is what you can give expression to. You cannot give expression to what you don't know. Somebody say, what you don't know is greater than you. Shout hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 1, he said we should be imitators of God, be copiers of God, copy God. Copy God. That is likeness. That is giving expression. But you can only copy as far as you know. You can only copy as far as you know. You cannot copy what you don't know. If I want to upgrade my copy, I need to upgrade my know. Amen. I need to upgrade my know. I need to do something about my know. I need to do something about my image. Why the image of God talks about impression? The likeness of God talks about expression. Expressing God out. Expressing the God that you know. The love that you know about God, you express it. The things you know about kingdom finance, you express it. Amen. What you know about healing, you express it. You know, recently I was, when I go to pray for people, that are sick. I just pray for them. I will just wait and pray for them. But I saw something different. I saw something different in the Word of God. I saw an image. What did I see? I noticed that every time Jesus wants to pray for people that are sick, he will ask them to do something. Did you notice that? Go and study it. Study about healing. He will always tell them to do something. Go and show yourself to the priest. He didn't pray for them. Go and show yourself to the priest. Go and wash at the pool of Siloam. Every time, even in the Old Testament, when Naaman was to be healed, they say, go and wash where? At the River Jordan. How many times? 7 times. Did they pray for him? The man of God did not even come out. I noticed that. I didn't see that before, so I wasn't operating in it. Instruction. Instruction. Every time. Then I noticed that when Jesus Christ, when they want to raise the dead, I noticed a pattern. God showed me an image. Every time they want to raise the dead, they will call the name. Dorcas, arise! And she will rise. Start up. Talita Kumi, daughter, arise! Come forth! They always call the name of the person. You want to raise the dead? That image must flow in you. If a different image flow, consider Kangatio Dide. I notice again that they always behave as if the person is not dead. Did you see that? They behave as if the person is not dead. When they ask them, where are you going? They say, we want to go and wake up our brother. Then when Jesus got to that Jairus' daughter's house, Jesus told them, he said, the guy is sleeping. Then they begin to laugh. Then he drove them away. Because their unbelief can impact the miracle. Unbelief is a wave. Don't let unbeliever come near you. I'm serious. They can impact. It's a wave. You won't see it, but it's working. So Jesus has to drive them away. They always call the name. Then they behave as if the person is not dead. When they were going to Lazarus' house, they said, come, let us go and wake up our friend. He's sleeping. They go to the Old Testament. When Elijah raised that boy, the daughter of that, the son of that widow, what did he do? He lied on him. Is that true? Elisha got his ministry from Elijah. When that woman, what's the name of that woman? As not the widow of Zarephath. That woman that gave assistance to Elisha. You know what he did? He gave his stick, his prophetic mantle. He gave it to, I think it was Gehazi that he gave it to. He said, go and knock it on the boy so that the boy can wake up. When he knocked it, did the boy rose up? No, he didn't rise up. He didn't. Amen. He went in and then took the boy to the upper room. He lied on the boy like Elisha and the boy rose up. That's a pattern. Jesus raised up the daughter of Jairus before the three apostles, Peter, John, and James. When Peter was to raise up, what's her name? Dorcas. What did he do? When he got there, he knelt down and prayed. He must have seen something. He must have seen something. What did he see? He saw the way Jesus Christ raised up. So he did the same thing. That's right. There's a pattern. Someone say pattern. Patterns are images. When you have the right pattern, when you have the right image, the dominion will flow. Because when you raise a dead person, that is dominion. When you heal the sick, that is dominion. When you impact your finances positively, that is dominion. When you feed 5,000 people with five fishes and five loaves and two fishes, that is dominion. But it must line up with the right pattern. Somebody, right pattern. Say right pattern. The image must be right. And then if the image is right, the likeness will be right. And if the likeness is right, the dominion will flow. Shout hallelujah. Are you getting something? So there are patterns in the word of God. Images right in the word of God. You got to pay attention to them. When you pay attention to them prayerfully, God will reveal them to you. And when God reveals them to you, you make them a part of your being. So that you can give expression to them. When you give expression to them, the dominion force of God that is on your inside will flow. Say flow. The Hebrew word for dominion is rada, which is often translated to rule or to be in control. It implies governance and leadership. You are in charge. So God gave man the responsibility to be in charge of the universe, to be in command of the universe. If we are in charge, why should something that God has not put in charge be harassing you? Was this Satan name that was mentioned to be in charge? So Dominion means mastery over something. Maybe over your skill. You have a mastery of your skill. You know your job very well. You are very excellent. You are superb. You are an authority. Because when you know your job very well, very soon you'll be in leadership. I said very soon you'll be in leadership. You know Joseph. You know Joseph was very skillful in wisdom. Very, very skillful in wisdom. He can interpret any situation. When you have capacity for wisdom, which is one of the natures of God, you can solve problems. Amen. Wisdom is the ability to see things the way God sees it and then do it. You can solve problems. You can solve difficulties. Things that are difficult for people, you can solve them. And one of the ways to climb to leadership is by solving problems. When you solve problems, somebody is solving problems right now. When you solve problems, you will climb onto leadership. Say, I'm climbing onto leadership. Say, I'm climbing onto leadership. Say, I am a problem solver. Say, I am a problem solver. Say, I have the wisdom of God. If you are the problem solver, you should not be sitting down. Say, I'm a problem solver. Say, I'm a problem solver. Say, I'm a problem solver. By the wisdom of God, I solve problems. I solve difficult matter. Therefore, I climb into leadership. I climb into leadership. I climb into leadership. I climb into leadership. I climb into headship. I climb into headship. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Joseph has the wisdom of God. He was a foreigner. And there was a problem in Egypt. And the problem was caused by Mr. Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a dream. And none of his magicians could interpret the dream. And Pharaoh demanded compulsory interpretation of that dream. Otherwise, the magician will lose their life. They will be demagicialized. Amen. They could not find anybody in Egypt to interpret that dream, to solve that problem. So they looked for Joseph. They called him from the prison. He got before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, I hear you can interpret it. He said, yes, sir. But God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Pharaoh must be troublesome. That guy, tough guy. You don't joke before Pharaoh. Just remove your head straight. You have to know how to talk to Pharaoh. We used to have a leader in Nigeria that looked like Pharaoh. Amen. You don't joke before him. You just separate your head from your body. So he said, God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And he interpreted the dream. And they said to him, who is going to manage it? Since with all these magicians, they are just fake magicians. You are the only one that has the spirit of God. So he became a prime minister. So when you have the capacity to solve problems, leadership is waiting for you. I said leadership is waiting for you. I said leadership is waiting for you. When you have that capacity, you didn't hear me. When you have that capacity, that ability to solve problems, you are a leader in the waiting. I said you are a leader in the waiting. I said you are a leader in the waiting. Very soon you will be announced. Very soon you will be announced. Very soon you'll be announced. Very soon you'll be announced. In the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah. He solved the problem. And he became a prime minister. In a foreign land. Among Egyptians. Pharaoh told him. Oh, he said, only in throne will I be greater than thee. And the Bible says, if we became the father of Pharaoh, he said, God has made me a father to Pharaoh. By reason of what? Divine wisdom that flow out of a heart that is in alignment with dominion, that is connected to dominion. You can't operate in dominion and not be in leadership. It's not possible. You can. Amen. Very briefly, let me mention those characters of God. I'm going to mention them briefly. I have so many things I want to say, but I can't say them. Amen. I hope you are getting something. But I just want to say some things. Those things that can help you to release that dominion in your life, the flow of dominion. Number one is identity. Number two is holiness and righteousness. Number three is love. The identity talks about, you have to answer the question, who are you? Holiness talks about how you live. Are you living rightly or living wrongly? Amen. You know that the first man, he fell from his dominion upstairs. Why? Because of sin. Sin is a virus that Satan has released to cripple your capacity for dominion. To hold you down, to tie you down. Shout hallelujah. Number three is love. What is motivating you? Number four is wisdom. How you think. Number five is creativity. What are you producing? Number six is authority. How do you govern? I will quickly talk briefly about them, maybe 1 minute per, because my time is well spent and I need to run up. Hallelujah. Say, without understanding, that is under identity, without understanding who you are, you will live a life below your authority. When you don't understand who you are in Christ, you will live below your authority. Your identity, who you are, who you define yourself to be, puts a limit on what you can do and what you cannot do. If a person is defined as a lion, it puts a limit on his capacity. Amen. If you don't see yourself the way God sees you, you put a limit on your what you can do and what you cannot do. Amen. Holiness and righteousness. The scripture say in Psalm 45, verse 6 and 7, thy throne, O Lord, is forever. The scepter of thy kingdom, the scepter of righteousness. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, the Lord my God has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellow. When you live a righteous life, you'll be anointed above your fellow. You'll be elevated above your contemporary. So holiness promotes you. Amen. Amen. How much you know or how much expression you give to holiness will determine how far you go in life. Amen. Like I said, sin is a virus. It can hinder you from giving expression to your dominion. Love. Love is the nature of God. God is love. The Bible said that if you don't love human being that you see, you cannot claim that you love God. You cannot claim that you know God. Amen. So at the center, love must be that force that motivates you. Must be the force that motivates you to do what you do. Amen. Without love, you cannot help the oppressed. It's love that motivates you to free the oppressed. It's love that motivates you to help people out of their problem, out of their challenges. So when it comes to walking in dominion, your motivation is key. Amen. Let me talk about wisdom briefly. Let me talk about wisdom. Wisdom, like I said, is seen from God's perspective. You see things from God's perspective and you do things accordingly. Can you project this scripture for me? Proverbs 3:19-20. I want to say something brief about wisdom. Can you project that scripture for me? Proverbs 3. Can you give me Passion Translation if you can? Or New King James? Which one are you giving me? Okay, give me. Do you have New King James? Give me New King James. We don't have. I want to say something about wisdom, wisdom, understanding, and insight. I want to talk briefly about them. He said, by wisdom, he said, the Lord by wisdom had founded the earth. Say one. Say one. Say, by understanding, he has established the heaven. Say two. Verse 20. He said, by his knowledge or insight or depth or revelation, the depths are broken up and the cloud dropped down the dew. Amen. Number one, I want to talk about those three things. I want to talk about wisdom. I want to talk about understanding and talk about insight. Say insight. The first thing I want to say, and I'm going to say them briefly, I don't have all the time, so I would like you to pay attention. Wisdom helps you to establish, to lay the foundation for your business. It helps you to lay the foundation for your business. It helps you to lay the foundation for your ministry. It helps you to lay the foundation for your life. It helps you to lay the foundation for your church. That's the essence of wisdom. Foundation. And foundation is very key and important. Then understanding. What does understanding do? He said by understanding, you get established. Is that not so? Okay. What understanding does? What does it? What do they mean by being established? It means that when you have understanding, you understand the principle, and so you can repeat the miracle. Amen. If you have the understanding about church growth, or the understanding of how to grow business, it means that you can multiply it. You can teach people. That's understanding. Amen. So by understanding, you multiply. Say multiply. Then what does revelation do? Insight and revelation. What do? They help you to excel in life. In order for your business to excel, in order for your ministry to excel. Are you getting what I'm saying? In order for your ministry to excel, your life to excel, you need what? You need insight. You need deep revelation. The deeper your revelation, the higher you go. So if you want your business to excel, you don't want to be a commoner. You don't want to be in the class of everybody. You want to be in a unique class. You want to be in an uncommon class. Then you need insight. You need revelation. The deeper, look at skyscraper for example. The deeper the foundation, the higher the skyscraper. So the more you know, the more insight you get, the higher you go. Those are the three aspects of wisdom that you need to put to work. As you put them to work, you begin to operate in dominion. The dominion power of God begins to flow in your life like never before in the name of Jesus. Somebody in the house shout hallelujah. Glory to God. I'd like you to rise up on your feet. I'd like you to rise up. It's a flow, a dominion flow. And for that flow to happen, your image must be in place. the likeness will be in place, then there can be a flow. I want you to pray. I want to speak to God. Whatever is blocking the flow of dominion in your life, command it to be uprooted. Command it to be removed out of your mind. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray to God. I don't have all the time. I'd like you to talk to God. Where you are. You know what you are going through. You know what has been hindering you. I'd like you to talk to God on that. Every idea, every thought, whether by the enemy or the one that me myself I put there, whatever it is that has been hindering the flow of God's dominion in my life, every ignorance that Satan has used to build skyscraper in my mind that is blocking me from flowing in the dominion that God has made available to me, I command that skyscraper to be uprooted and be cast out in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray that prayer where you are. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Mirokostikala. Makronduskala pakabrihe. Molorista paribarasta. Chikalabarosto kobrihip. Menklebedoblihi. Manterebo. Kalbalibri giduskalaba. Moria kasta kalbalibrika. Improkodu kalbalibrikin. Shalkapa kalbalibrikin. Opri kangrapa, opri kendos kilibi, sholabi kabri hitu, menkle bedubraha, irakosta pali, improkodu kaba, impranos kilibi, sholki pekebe, impri kendosi kiba, eblen kedu galbalibriha, ibarosta pa, eblen kedu galbala, improkoduska, selke pekebe, today my life must take a turn around, ipalka paka, irosta pala, Ibrigedo, Chalkaba, Brokodo, there must be a turnaround. Ibrigedo Skiba, Alkaba Kabrihi, Olia Katukaba, Olia Rostapali, Olia Reketuka, Ibrokodo, Ibrakata Kalbani, Ira Rostapa, let God hear your voice, let God hear your voice, Ira Costa, Ibrakata, Ibrokodo, Chilkaba, Ibrokodo, Laharta, Ira Costaba, Ibrakata, Oristapa, Ibrokoduka, Irakasta, Ibriket, Jelkabak, Ibriket, Olokodu, Jelkabak, Irasto, Irakata, Irarosta, Irakasi, Irapaka, Oprika, Ibranka Doglabad. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every tree that my father has not planted must be uprooted. Every tree that my father has not planted must be uprooted. Every tree that my father has not planted must be uprooted. Anything in your life, any image in your heart that is standing against your dominion, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the word of God, I command them to be uprooted. I command them to be uprooted. I command them to be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. From your very foundation, be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every contrary image, negative image, unproductive image, unproductive picture that the enemy have been using to put you in bondage, to limit your capacity, Ibrakato Koboro. Today, I declare them null and void. 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 in the name of Jesus. Whomsoever the Son of Man shall set free is free indeed. From today, by the authority of the word of God, I decree and I declare over your head, you are free. 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 Wherever the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Today, I decree over your life, you are liberated. You are liberated. You are liberated. You are liberated. From now on, the dominion flow, I command it to flow in your life. Dominion flow, flow in their life. Flow in their life. Flow in their life. Flow in their life. Find expression in their life. Impact their finances. Impact their finances. Impact their destiny. Impact their destiny. Impact their academics. Impact their academics. Impact their family. Impact their family. Impact their church. Impact their church. Impact their character. Impact their character. Impact their character. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. It is done. Give the Lord people a round of applause.
Hallelujah. Glory. Never be the same again.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know Him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in Him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG, or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.